One of Elaina Kagan's initiatives as Dean of Harvard Law School was to introduce a program to provide financial support for students who want to work in public service. Harvard Law School Professor Carol Steiker is the Dean Special Advisor on that program and joins us now. Good morning, Professor, and thanks a lot.
Good morning, Bob. Great to be here.
When President Obama introduced Elaina Kagan as his nominee to the Supreme Court yesterday, he praised her as someone whose understanding of the law was anything but academic, he said. She was inspired, the president said, by Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, for whom she clerked.
She credits him with reminding her that, as she put it, behind law there are stories. Stories of people's lives as shaped by the law, stories of people's lives as might be changed by the law.
Professor Steiker, you clerked for Justice Marshall at the same time as Elaina Kagan. Do you agree with the president's characterization of her inspiration and motivation?
Yes, I do. One of the most distinctive and wonderful aspects of clerking for Justice Marshall was that we were privy to the stories of his life that captured the history of civil rights in America during the 20th century, and it was impossible not to be moved by his own experiences and the history that he embodied.
So tell us what Elaina Kagan did in her career, in your view, to bear that out in reality. How has her legal work affected ordinary people, as the president said?
Well, I mean, I think her own life is an example. From the very beginning of her career, she wanted to both teach and to serve the public in government service, which she's done under two presidential administrations.
But that career has hardly been in the world of ordinary people. Some early critics of her nomination point out her work has orbited the rarefied higher echelon world of law, the University of Chicago Law School, the Clinton White House, Harvard Law, U.S. Solicitor General in the Obama administration. Do you think that's fair, and do you think she's still in touch with what matters in the less rarefied world?
Of course. I think that, you know, one of the things she saw in Justice Marshall's own career is that the law that structures our entire democracy and that really has enormous effect on the lives of other people is the law of our Constitution. Because of her great intellect, she wanted to work at this sort of highest and most abstract level, not because it's removed from the lives of individual people, but because she was able to appreciate how significant these structures are for the lives of people.
Your links to Elaina Kagan predate your time clerking together for Justice Marshall, as I understand it, and your time more recently at Harvard Law. In fact, you were classmates there. How would you describe her ideological journey from law school to Supreme Court clerk and now possibly back to the High Court as a justice?
You know, from the very first moment that I met Elaina, there's been a remarkable constant about her. In law school, which is probably the time when people are in some ways the most rigid and ideological, those who are not with me must be against me, she was a remarkably open-minded law student who had friends across the ideological divide.
So then, do you agree with people who think that President Obama specifically appointed her because the White House thinks that on the court she might be able to bridge the gap between liberal justices and conservative justices?
Well, I think she may be able to bridge that gap, but I can't imagine that that was the specific reason for her appointment. She's obviously a stellar candidate who brings a very broad set of experiences and knowledge to the court and a kind of temperament that I think the president really admires.
Carol Steiker, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Carol Steiker is the Dean Special Advisor for Public Service at Harvard Law School, where she's taught for 18 years. She was also a Harvard Law classmate and fellow clerk for U.S. Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall.